An electric cooperative that serves Western Alaska villages is putting up $10 million to build two shallow draft tugs and barges to haul fuel up Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta River systems. More than that, the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative is banking that increased competition in the form of an upstart bulk fuel transportation company will help to reduce diesel fuel costs in financially strapped bush communities. AVEC's Mira Kohler spoke with us about the plan to contract with newcomer Vitus Marine. She said AVEC's subsidiary, Microgen, will build the vessels.
It's actually two tugs and two barges, so it's two sets of vessels. And the estimated cost we have right now is about $10 million. And that, of course, will firm up as we move further along in the architectural process of designing them, and then get the actual quotes from the shipyards to build them.
So these tugs and barges will be able to travel a little more easily on our river systems?
The concept that we are utilizing, which is the articulated tugs and barges, means the two essentially lock together and are operated as a single unit. So that is more effective when you're navigating meandering and sometimes extremely shallow bodies of water than if you were pulling or pushing another piece of equipment, you know, waves pushing up against the bow and so forth. So by articulating them and them going as a single unit, you eliminate a lot of the problems of dealing with the sea waves and so forth that you would normally encounter with a barge.
What does this translate to cost-wise? I mean, how is this going to save bush residents money?
Well, you know, there's no guarantee that there's going to be enormous savings, but I don't know if you recall that in the fall of 2003, we became aware that Crowley Marine was buying Yukon Fuel Company. Yukon Fuel and Crowley were two active competitors in the Western Alaska fuel market. So we went from two major competitors to a single major competitor. You know, Delta Western is also in the market, but they really don't have a wide range of operation and have not been an aggressive competitor to Crowley. So our desire is to bring competition to the market. We will see some savings on our fuel because we've entered into a five-year contract with Vitus Marine to buy our fuel through them. That starts in 2011. And under that contract, the transportation cost of the fuel is marginally less than what it cost us last year for our transportation cost. So assuming that the world continues to turn in the same direction that it has been turning, one would expect to have each year's transportation cost a little higher than the year before. So we are assured that whatever that increase is, it'll be less than what we otherwise would have had through Crowley. So we'll get a modest saving there, but what we're hoping is that by having active competition in the market, that both Vitus Marine and Crowley will keep sharp pencils and will offer the best possible prices to everybody that buys fuel from them.
You have a five-year contract now. If you really feel that the increased competition will take some of the edge off the high cost of fuel?
You know, that's all we can hope for. There's been a lot of verbiage and posturing about, oh, you know, we're at the mercy of the fuel supplier and they're the reason why the cost of fuel is so high. And you know, I don't buy that, really, but I do believe that competition is good in markets such as this. I don't know how much money is being left on the table, but if there's any money left on the table, I would hope that competition will make sure that doesn't happen. I'm hopeful that Vitus Marine will be a very robust competitor to Crowley and that they'll be able to expand their fleet as time goes on and we'll be out of it in 5 years or thereabouts and we'll just let the market run its course.
Alaska Village Electric Cooperative CEO Mira Kohler. AVEC serves 53 villages all over the state.